Welcome, everyone, to Advanced Radio and our article on health. We're on our second day discussing health in focus, and today we're going to be really focusing on yogurt. Yesterday, we talked about how to eat all day to lose weight, which sounds like fun to me, and we learned some pretty interesting tips, I think. They presented the article at different times throughout the day and told you what to do or not to do in order to keep your metabolism up so that you continue to break down calories throughout the day. And my name is Linda, and I have, yesterday I introduced them as health conscious, and they're both like, no, we're not, but they are kind of health conscious. Welcome, Carolyn, and welcome, Simon.
Thank you.
So, Carolyn, what stood out to you about yesterday's article?
Well, just the overall theme of being able to lose weight and eating throughout the day. So I noticed that if you look at the 11:30 a.m., the 3 p.m., and the 10 p.m. sections, they all tell you that you can lose 100 or more calories just from doing this one thing if you're having an issue with that particular topic.
Mm-hmm.
So you could lose 300 calories from your diet just by applying this, and that can make a really big impact on your weight loss.
Okay, and what about you, Simon? Welcome.
I just liked the coffee words. We spent a lot of time talking about different words for coffee. Most of our listeners will be familiar with a lot of current coffee terms, like people talk about lattes and cappuccinos, espressos, things like that. But we used a lot of older terms that Americans will be familiar with. For example, Java, a cup of Java. And that's just a cup of black coffee. Another term we used was a cup of Joe. And that's another way of talking about black coffee.
I think those two terms, I would recommend you know what they mean when you hear them, but you don't hear them used so commonly when people are talking about ordering coffee. If you go into a restaurant, people don't say, give me a cup of Joe, unless you're kind of in cowboy country, like maybe in Montana and the upper Midwest area, they might say that, but definitely like in cities and places like that, they don't really say that. I've heard it used, but it will sound very strange.
I'm going to say it from now on because
of course you are.
I hadn't heard it in a while.
But you could say that you need a jolt of coffee, and
yes.
That was another word. That means you need like that little extra boost of energy,
mm-hmm.
kind of like getting a shot in your arm, an energy shot or a coffee shot. Get a coffee jolt.
And then if you do that, then you have to turn in later, because you won't be able to fall asleep. And if you turn in, it just means to go to bed, okay? Not turn over and not turn out. You have to turn in. So somebody says, oh, it's time to turn in. It means they're going to bed. Well, today we have, it's kind of related to yesterday at 3 o'clock. It says spoon up yogurt and an afternoon yogurt snack help people hold off hunger or not be so hungry the rest of the afternoon before dinner. So let's see what yogurt has to offer us. Today we're going to look at a new take on yogurt, and that just means a different view of yogurt. So if you have your magazines with you, why don't you open them to page 39 so you can follow along with us or find it on your digital device, and we are going to read the left-hand column.
A new take on yogurt. Yogurt has gone from a natural foods niche to a staple in the refrigerators of most Americans. A few years ago, we were introduced to Greek yogurt, in which the watery whey is removed by straining, leaving a creamier, thicker yogurt with higher protein and lower sugar content. After that, Icelandic and Australian yogurts became the new kids on the block. Icelandic yogurts are created similarly to Greek. Australian yogurts aren't strained, but are also thick and creamy. Most recently, newer styles of yogurts are made from alternative milks, such as soy, almond, and coconut milks. Deciding which yogurt to choose is getting more complicated. There are key factors to consider. Yogurt is a good source of protein, and milk-based yogurts can be a good source of calcium. Another factor, sugar, is more complex. Milk-based yogurts naturally contain sugar as lactose, so even the healthiest yogurts contain some naturally occurring sugar. The issue is with added sugars, which are what you should limit in your diet. Plain yogurts naturally contain about 7 to 11 grams of sugar per serving. Anything more in flavored yogurts is likely added sugars.
So if we say a new take on yogurt, what does a new take mean, Carolyn?
Well, it means that you're looking at it in a different way or from a different perspective.
Okay. So we see here that yogurt has really evolved, I would say, in the last 10 years or so, because even in our first sentence it says that it has gone from a natural foods niche to a staple in the refrigerators of most Americans or most people in the West. First of all, Simon, what's a foods niche?
I actually pronounce the word differently. I pronounce it as niche. I suppose both are okay. So if I say niche, please don't write in and complain. yogurt has gone from a natural food niche. Basically what this means is it's the sort of food that only people who are really interested in natural, types of foods, like maybe organic food or super health conscious people are going to be eating. And then it says it's basically been transformed to a staple in the refrigerators of most Americans. And a staple is just something that is always there. So the idea is it would only have been in certain people's diets before, but now it's in everybody's refrigerator.
I don't know if I'd go that far, but it is in a lot of refrigerators.
Me neither. I always ate yogurt, so I didn't realize it was like a health
food
niche.
Because you're so young, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, but I'm not that young. I mean, I've been alive longer than the 10 years.
I didn't eat yogurt until I was an adult.
All right.
So, yeah, it wasn't around when I was growing up. Well, it says here that a few years ago we were introduced to Greek yogurt, and that kind of was the fad, and in some ways it kind of still is. And it's kind of interesting the difference between it, because they're both made from milk or dairy products, but what's the difference, Carolyn?
Well, Greek yogurt is a much creamier, thicker yogurt because the watery whey is removed. So whey, you can look in your specialized terms there, it's just the watery part of sour milk that separates from the solid curds. So whey is actually an ingredient in a lot of recipes, but it's part of yogurt, it's naturally occurring, and with the Greek yogurt, they take it out. And so the yogurt is much thicker and less watery.
Mm-hmm. And it also has a higher protein content, and the sugar content is much lower. So a lot of people, you know, sometimes I don't think in Eastern cooking so much we don't use a lot of sour cream, but in Western cooking a lot of recipes, especially like snack recipes or dips for food, like for vegetables or things like that, call for sour cream, and you can really easily substitute yogurt for that and cut down the calorie content of it, of whatever snack thing that you're serving. And Greek yogurt acts a lot like sour cream, so a lot of people just replace it. And so it's thicker than most yogurt. A lot of yogurt sometimes you pick up and it's quite watery or quite runny, but definitely Greek yogurt is not. And then after that, Icelandic and Australian yogurts became the new kids on the block. And here we have an idiom, the new kid on the block. I think that's kind of self-explanatory, but have you ever been a new kid on the block, Simon?
No, actually. I grew up in the same place. We never really moved. Basically, a new kid on the block is just a person who is new to the area, like new to a school, new to, you know, I guess you could be a new person in a workplace too, right?
Just
the new person.
I remember when you were the new kid on the block.
So I could be the new kid. I don't remember that. It was so long ago, but Well, I suppose it did happen.
Well, they're using it in describing foods here. Icelandic and Australian yogurts were the new kids on the block. Mm-hmm. And it says here that Icelandic yogurts are created similarly to Greek yogurt. Okay, so obviously they must be, I've never had an Icelandic yogurt, but they must be thicker and creamier and also have a higher protein content than most yogurts. And then I thought this was quite interesting about Australian yogurts.
Yes, it says that this yogurt isn't strained, but it's also thick. So I find that to be kind of interesting because you would think if it's not strained, then it's going to be watery. But the Australian yogurt is also a thick yogurt.
Yeah, because it doesn't look like they remove the whey from it. So, but now we have some newer styles of yogurts that are made from alternative milks. And if something is alternative, what is it, Simon?
Well, this is tricky because they're calling these things alternative milks, but they're actually not really milk.
Yeah.
Because milk, you know, comes from like a cow or an animal. And the things we're talking about here are really alternatives to milk, such as soy milk. And again, I realize the milk is misleading there. Or almond milk or coconut milk.
Now, Carolyn, you're a vegan, but you said you would be interested in this kind of yogurt.
Yes, because they aren't actual milks. They are not from animals. They're from plants. And so soy or almond nuts or coconuts, those milks all sound delicious, and they are delicious. And so having yogurt made from them also sounds very interesting. I've had soy yogurt. It was very sour. Very, very sour. So I would like to try coconut yogurt. I think that one would be quite nice.
I think almond yogurt would also be quite good. I don't know how you would get the starter for this kind of yogurt. If you were going to, you probably would have to use a milk-based one. I mean, usually you can make yogurt at home very, very easily. You don't have to go out and buy it or spend a lot of money. You know, you can just mix an existing small container of yogurt in with milk as you heat it up, and then you have to keep it warm for maybe 12 hours. 8 hours is enough usually, and you have yogurt. So you could try doing that with like almond milk, and eventually you wouldn't have any dairy left in it. And then it says in our next paragraph that deciding which yogurt to choose is getting more complicated. And there are some key factors to consider, right, Simon?
Yeah, that's right. The first one they give us here is they say yogurt is a good source of protein. Yeah.
Well, we talked about that with, especially with Greek yogurt. And also remember that yogurts are a good source of calcium, which is necessary for what?
For healthy bones.
Okay, for our bones. And another factor, this one is kind of the key that people think about when they think about eating yogurt, is sugar. It's a lot more complex than, protein and calcium being in the yogurt that you eat.
Right. So sugar is a little more complicated because sugar is naturally occurring in yogurt. Pretty much every yogurt you find is going to contain at least some sugar. But the problem or the complication comes in with added sugars.
Mm-hmm.
Because some yogurts are not that sweet, and people like to eat things that have a little more sweetness to them, so sugar gets added in, especially yogurts that are flavored.
Right. Mm-hmm. So we see here that milk-based yogurts contain lactose. So lactose is the kind of sugar that you find in dairy or in milk in particular. And a lot of people are lactose intolerant, which means that they can't drink milk because that type of sugar makes them not feel well, not really sick, but they're allergic to it. So you'll see a lot of people change to drinking another form of non-milk like soy or almond. And I don't think we need to be afraid of the naturally occurring sugar in yogurts. It's when we're talking about adding sugar to it. And it is true, yogurt can be quite sour, especially like Greek yogurt. Greek yogurt is not sweet, okay? But instead of adding jam, sometimes when you buy yogurt, it's like there's jam in the bottom of it and you mix up so it becomes sweet. But you can just add like fresh berries or anything.
Mm-hmm.
I actually like to eat my granola mixed with yogurt. It's quite healthy and you can put nuts or dried fruit in it. It makes for a very, well, if you're using Greek yogurt, there's a lot of protein in it, as it recommended yesterday, to have protein for breakfast. And you don't have to have so much sugar in it. Now, plain yogurts contain about 7 to 11 grams of sugar per serving. And if you see that there's more in the yogurt that you're choosing, then it's been added to it. So you might want to pay attention to that. Well, let's continue our article. We are going to be reading the right-hand column under helpful hints now.
Helpful hints. Keep the following in mind when scanning the yogurt case. 1. Fat check. Those made with whole milk or with added cream contain significant amounts of saturated fat. However, there is almost no end to the availability of low or non-fat yogurts available, containing little to no saturated fat. 2. Keep it simple. Typically, the fewer added extra ingredients, like fruit purees and other flavorings, the better. These items add naturally occurring sugar. However, refined sugars are often added to further enhance the sweetness. 3. Flavor it up. Plain yogurt is often recommended for health reasons, but it doesn't have to be ho-hum. Add flavor and variety with extracts, such as vanilla or coconut, spices like cinnamon or nutmeg, or fresh fruit, nuts, or seeds.
So it says here we're going to talk about 3 helpful hints that you should keep in mind, okay? And if you keep something in mind, what do you do?
That means you think about it, especially in this sense when you're shopping. So think about these things when you shop.
I like it when it says when scanning the yogurt case. So you'll find yogurt in the dairy department, and when you're scanning, it just means, especially in the States, there are so many kinds, brands, and varieties of yogurt. So when you're looking over the dairy case or the yogurt case, then you should remember these 3 things. And the first one is the fat check. And what does that tell us, Simon?
Well, basically it tells us here that we talked about a bunch of different types of yogurts. So here we're specifically talking about yogurts that were made with milk or that have added cream. And the thing you want to be careful of there is that they often have really high levels of what we'd call saturated fat.
And when we usually refer to saturated fat, we're usually talking about animal fat. And remember that animal fat or saturated fat raises the cholesterol in your body, and it doesn't combine with hydrocarbons. So it's more dangerous for you. So you might want to consider that when you're looking at yogurt. Look at the fat content in it. I don't really know why somebody would add cream to yogurt, especially to a whole milk yogurt. Maybe they want to make it creamier. And then remember that you don't have to go that route. It says here that there is almost no end to the availability of low or non-fat yogurts. And almost no end to just means that it seems endless. There are a lot to choose from here when you're looking for a low-fat or a non-fat yogurt. And those contain little or no saturated fat, so they would be the healthier choice.
I don't know that I eat enough yogurt to know the difference in taste between the two. Could either of you shed light on that? Have you tried both low-fat and, mm-hmm. what do you call it, full-fat yogurt? Is there a noticeable difference?
Well, when I used to make my own yogurt, I actually made it with skim powdered milk. And it's just a little bit thinner. That's a word we use, like for thin milk. You know, it's not so maybe rich tasting as you might want it to be, but actually very little to me. And especially if you are health conscious And if you want to add fruit or some kind of nuts to it or granola to it and mix it with it, it's perfectly fine. I don't think you will notice any difference whatsoever.
Because I know for a lot of people, sort of the traditional complaint about low or non-fat foods in general is that they don't taste good or they don't taste as good, right? So I just kind of wondered if...
A lot of them don't, but I think for milk, if I can, I always get like a 1% or a 2% milk when I'm ordering a latte or a cappuccino or something. I try not to get full fat milk.
Yeah, my experience with whole fat milk is rather limited since in the U.S. before I became vegan, I mostly had 2% milk. And then after moving to Asia, I became vegan. So I didn't have that experience with the whole fat milk culture. But I think that the low fat and the non-fat yogurts available, you also have to make sure that you're checking their sugar content.
Mm-hmm.
Because if the flavor is affected by the fat content, they might try to make up for the taste with sugar.
Right. So check your labels when you're buying. And then we need to keep it simple. I thought that was kind of interesting. It says typically the fewer added extra ingredients, the better. So what are these extra ingredients that they're talking about?
Well, one here that they mention is fruit purees, and that's just like a blended fruit mix that you mentioned earlier could be found at the bottom of the yogurt cup, or it might be something on top that you can mix in. And this just to give the yogurt a nice fruity flavor and make it seem very healthy, but it might not be because it might be loaded with sugar.
Right, that's the thing that you want to be careful about.
I'm not entirely clear on the difference between a puree and like a jam. Is there one?
I think a puree is just the fruit. It doesn't have that kind of pectin in it that makes it set so that you can spread it on toast. It's like looser.
So it's more runny.
Mm-hmm.
But it does usually have like a lot of sugar added to it, right?
It depends. Some purees don't have a lot of sugar added to it, but usually if they're commercial, they do. So you need to be careful. And then there are other flavorings as well that might have a lot of sugar with them. So you need to really be careful, like caramel flavored or any of those sugar types that you put into your coffee. Actually, you could put into yogurt if you want, you know, a different flavor to it, but they are loaded with sugar as well.
Mm-hmm. And another wonderful flavoring that often comes with yogurt, especially Greek yogurt, is honey.
Mm-hmm.
It will come with a little pack of honey that you can pour over your yogurt. And honey is better for you than refined sugars, but you still need to be aware that honey contains sugar.
Right.
I suppose you also have to make sure it's real honey.
Mm.
Right? Because there's a lot of fake honey floating around out
there. Right. So we see that they go on to say that what we just said, that these items add naturally occurring sugar. However, refined sugars are often added to further enhance the sweetness. So naturally occurring sugar and refined sugar, that's the key here, I think. And what is a refined sugar, Simon?
Well, they're just processed, so it's, you know, sugar that you're adding into something instead of sugar that comes in the food naturally.
So I think the finer the sugar is and the whiter the sugar is, the more refined the sugar is. And then the third tip or hint here is to flavor it up. And what does it tell us here, Carolyn?
Well, plain yogurt is recommended for health reasons. It's good for you. It's low in calories, low in sugar. But it doesn't always taste that great. And here they say that it doesn't have to be ho-hum. And if something is ho-hum, then it is boring and ordinary and plain and not very good. But your yogurt doesn't have to be that way.
I just want to say that in conversation, we don't say this word ho-hum. It's an old word, but it's a very useful word to use maybe in writing and not academic writing, but in, you know, just to describe something that you could either take it or leave it. So you could say it was a ho-hum movie. Okay. Which means I didn't really like it. It was very ordinary.
Actually, it's a lot like, when people say so-so.
Mm-hmm.
Like
so-so.
If you say, how are you today? People say, so-so, or how was your day? So-so.
But you wouldn't say, oh, how was your day today? Ho-hum. No, we would never say that though.
We don't say it very much at all now because it's an older word.
Right.
But the meaning is
the same,
similar.
So-so, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we see here you can add flavor and variety with extracts. Okay, so here's a word for us.
Yes, an extract is something that has been taken out. You extract it, take out. So vanilla extract is very popular, and it's just liquid vanilla because vanilla is a bean. It's hard, but this is liquid vanilla, and it tastes delicious when you add it to things, but not drinking
like cookies.
It by itself. Don't drink vanilla extract on its own.
No.
Add it to something else.
And then our coconut. And then you can also add spices like cinnamon. Cinnamon's good for your heart. So you can also add that to coffee if you like. It's very good for your heart. Or nutmeg, which is another spice. And another option is fresh fruit or nuts or seeds. All of these are very good choices to add to plain yogurt to, you know, give it some oomph. To give it some interest and not make it ho-hum.
Some oomph.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be the opposite of ho-hum.
Right.
Oomph. Kind of like a jolt of coffee, a little bit of excitement.
Well, we are going to go out now and have some exciting yogurt, so we invite you to have some yourself and to join us again next time on Advanced Radio. Thank you for being with us today. Bye for now.
Goodbye.
Bye.